Sisters of the Moulin Rouge by John Peacock. Jeanne Avril with Angela Pleasance as Jeanne. Jack Galloway as André Vaubert. Vivian Pickles as Gazelle. And Clive Merrison as Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec.
Germans.
Number 90, Boulevard Clichy.
The Moulin? On your right, monsieur.
What do you want?
Monsieur Marais.
Oh, you better go through to the dance hall, dear. His office is there. Can't clean the floor with you standing, dripping all over it.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Monsieur Vaubert.
Hélène Marie.
Ah, welcome to the Moulin Rouge.
Come on, then, and let's get it right.
It's changed a lot since her time.
Yes, I would imagine.
When you're ready, Jack.
I'm early. I came inside. I hope you don't mind. Outside, the rain and the Germans are very much in evidence.
Mm. Of course not.
Sylvie!
Paris doesn't seem French anymore.
You don't live here?
Rouen for 5 years. Before that, England. And recently, Honfleur.
Honfleur, of course. Your letter was from Honfleur.
I thought I might find some information.
And did you?
No.
Ah. Shall we go up to my office? It's quieter there.
Keep in time.
This room was built over the old donkey garden.
Oh.
Yes, they still call it that, but who's the damn donkey now, eh? Cognac?
No, thank you.
So, you're looking for Jeanne Avril?
Yes.
It's dangerous looking for people, asking questions in an occupied city. Yvette Guilbert had to leave Paris. People came asking questions. She married a Jew, you see. And now she hides. Well, must be important to you. I found these pictures and papers that I thought might be of interest.
Ah.
Are you a journalist, André?
No, I have a small vineyard.
At Rouen?
Yes. Mm-hmm. My search is nothing to do with that. This is personal, something very private to me. A program.
Ah, the Belle of New York. The last time she appeared here, musical comedy. The Moulin was a theatre for a time.
You haven't seen her since?
40 years ago. I didn't see her then.
I mean, she's not been here since.
Oh, perhaps. Thousands come here every week. She'd be in her 70s. She could be... Well, it's more than likely she's dead.
Is there anyone who would perhaps know what's happened to her?
If there was, why do you think I should take on the responsibility of giving her name to a stranger?
You could ask them if they would see me. I know La Galou's gone, but Paton Lair, Cléopâtre... Please...
As far as I know, There's only one left of Ziedler's original quadrille girls.
Is she in Paris?
If you'll leave me an address where I can get hold of you, she might be willing to help.
Thank you. I'd be very grateful. Gazelle? Hmm? Monsieur Marais gave me your address. He said you may be willing to help me. I'm looking for someone.
La Melanite. He told me.
What?
Crazy Jane. You won't find her here.
But you know where she is. She's alive.
The heart beats.
Do you know where she is?
Maybe I do. But that depends. Who's asking?
I'm her son.
Oh, yes.
May I talk to you? Please. May I come in? Please. I am her son.
You don't look like her. She was delicate, pale, a flower, they said. And why are you called Vaubert? She didn't marry a man called Vaubert. She married Maurice Bier. She never mentioned a man called Vaubert.
I took the name.
How old are you?
45.
You were born in 98. We were together in 97. She wasn't pregnant. Was she?
Yes. Oh,
maybe. You could never tell with Crazy Jane. Secretive, so secretive. And a liar.
I'm telling you the truth.
Well, you're here, over the threshold. You might as well ask your questions. Come through. Sit.
Thank you.
Do you smoke, monsieur?
Yes.
I've run out.
Oh, here.
Look, empty.
Please. Here's the packet. Help yourself.
Oh, thank you. People pay if they want to know about Jeanne Avril, or Goulou, or Henri. You don't think that by saying you're her son it's on the house, huh? Journalist or not?
I'm not a journalist.
Well, no different.
I am her son.
Are you? I have to survive. I have no post of fame to help me, other than this. On tour. Not even a famous poster. And how many postcard buyers know that's me? Huh? Or that's Cleopatra? Or that's Eglantine? They only know that's Crazy Jane, because she got Henri to put her in the best place, you see? You look. Where does your eye go, huh? There. So many times. Every bloody poster.
I see.
And no newspaper articles for me. And you don't think, because there are more paintings of her, she was any better as a dancer. She wasn't. She was better at other things. But not dancing. Not one of us was a Miss Tanguette, a Josephine Baker, a Pierre, but some of us became famous and made a living just by being a Lautrec poster. I didn't.
How much?
What do you want to know?
I want to talk about my mother. I want to know where she is.
500 francs.
Oh, that's
What?
Ridiculous.
It's what she used to get for an interview.
I don't have 500 francs.
What do you have?
Nothing.
Well, I know nothing.
Then I suppose I'll have to carry on looking.
Her father was a prince, Italian. Her mother was a street girl.
Yes?
Perhaps. Who knows the truth of it all? Does she want you to find her?
I'd hope so.
But you have nothing.
That's right.
I suppose a packet of cigarettes is worth something. If I tell you where you might find your mother, would you do something for me?
If I can.
Arrange a meeting between us.
Between you and my mother?
I'd like to see her again.
I'll do my best.
It's agreed, then?
Yes.
You know why your mother was called Crazy Jane?
Because of the way she danced.
She danced that way because she was crazy.
That's what I said.
No, forgive me, you didn't. Not quite. Here. I will write the address on the back of this cigarette packet for you. You will honor our agreement.
Yes. Yes, of course.
You'll find her here. The sanitarium at Joye-en-Josas. She's ended where she began. An asylum.
Now, put your arm around me and we'll get you into the chair. There.
Light as a feather. Light as a feather.
Yes, you are. Too light. You don't eat enough.
I was always light.
There's no need for the wheelchair, you know. All this carry-on. You could easily make it downstairs. There is a lift.
People have always done everything for me.
I'll get a blanket.
I never had to ask.
Well, you're very lucky. And they should have known better. Where are they now, Madame Rousset? Tuck this around you. There. Are we ready? Come on, then. The world waits. I'll take you downstairs and we'll go around the garden. Then you can sit in the conservatory. Look at the flowers. Jean's got a new orchid for you to see. You like orchids?
Yes, monsieur, we do have a Madame B.A. with us, registered as Madame Osset. You say she's Jeanne Avril, the dancer?
Yes, I believe so, but...
Oh, it's between ourselves. See, there she is now.
The woman in the wheelchair.
Madeleine!
Matron?
Madame Osset has a visitor. Take her into the visitor's lounge. Monsieur Vaubert will join you.
Yes.
Of course, I'd no idea, but I've always thought there was something special. You can always tell, can't you, these things?
I'll leave you alone. If you need me, ring the bell. It's right here.
Madame Osset. Why do you call yourself Madame Osset? Why do you say you're Madame Osset when you're Jeanne Avril?
I am Madame Osset. Who are you? I don't want...
No, don't ring it. Don't be afraid, please.
I...
Please.
Let go of my hand.
I'm sorry. There. I'm sorry.
I don't know Jeanne Avril.
The Moulin Rouge. La Galoue. Yvette.
Please leave me.
My name is André Vaubert. Don't I remind you of anyone? Look at me.
No.
I'm sorry. I've been searching for a long time. I travel from Honfleur. I left England 5 years ago. I heard you loved Honfleur, you see. But I live in Rouen. My real name is André Howard. Now do you know who I am? Let me talk.
Let us talk, please.
I am Madame Osset. Do you think Jeanne Avril would end up here? The idea.
Then you know Jeanne Avril.
I am Madame Osset.
Jeanne Avril of the Moulin Rouge.
The Jeanne Avril I recall was an actress. Peer Gynt?
The Belle of New York.
Really? I wouldn't know about that. She played Solvig, didn't she?
She married a journalist, Maurice B.A.
I wouldn't know.
Why did you do that? Let me see you again, please. Please, let us talk.
Madeleine, Monsieur Vaubert is leaving.
But...
Who said you would find Jeanne Avril here? Whoever they are mistaken.
Here.
What is it?
A picture postcard. See? Jeanne Avril, leaving the Moulin Rouge.
So? She looks a miserable young woman.
Keep it.
What is it to me?
Why are you Madame Osset?
Please, go.
I will go if you will keep the card and look at it and remember.
Jeanne Avril, leaving the Moulin Rouge. Mean or fine, it is what I want. Here I can breathe against the wind.
What can I do? What do you want to know? Why are you asking all these questions? She is your mother, all right. She won't see you very well. Believe what the poster tells you and leave it alone.
I must know about her life at the Moulin Rouge.
Why?
Because...
It was less than 3 years. 36 months. Why do you want anyone to remember 3 years out of so many? 70 more.
Because I was born out of them.
Oh, of course. Arrogance.
Why not?
André, you are Jeanne Avril's son.
I am.
I believe you.
I don't think you liked her.
No, I didn't. I thought she was a cow. There, you have it.
And you don't like me.
I can take you or leave you. No. Actually, I think I do. And you brought me cognac. Good cognac.
Did you first meet her at the Moulin?
Oh, you still persist. Then, yes.
At the Moulin?
At the Moulin.
How?
Ah, well.
How was she?
How was she? She was a mess. She was wet, soaked. She appeared one night with a boyfriend who had just pulled her out of the Seine. She was always being pulled out of the Seine or dragged off a bridge. There was always a boyfriend near to oblige. They were both drunk. The can-can had just ended. She always behaved as though everyone was watching her, not only when she was dancing, and most of the time they were. That night, she steamed across the dance floor, drying herself to music. In her own world. Your mother only ever danced with herself. I was at the table with Henri Ziedler and his mistress, Maxine. Henri summed her up, like his paintings, in one line.
An orchid in delirium.
What?
You mean who?
The wet girl.
The one you can't take your eyes off, Ziddy.
Oh, yes, her. Never seen her before.
Have you, Gazzy?
No.
Do you like the way she dances?
No.
Why?
It's different.
She's dancing as though she's trying to escape from her skin.
Yes.
She frightens me.
You'd better sign her up, Ziddy.
You want me to? She's not right for the Moulin.
Oh, no.
No, she's not.
So you're not going to sign her up?
She's not right. too complicated.
You're not asking her?
No.
But Zidi did ask her.
I dare say you'd pay to see her again, Henri.
Later that night.
Oh, maybe, Charles. Maybe.
Zidi had gone to his office to pick up his coat, he said. Henri was at the table with me and Maxine. She was still playing the dutiful mistress. Her act never fooled me. She was too forgiving. Franks, I think. Anyway, there she sat, fully aware of what her lover was up to at the edge of that donkey garden.
Zidi's a long time collecting his coat.
He's not collecting his coat, Henri. He's there by the donkey garden. They can believe we can't see him.
I can't.
He knows I can.
What's he doing?
He's propositioning the wet girl.
He said he wouldn't.
Excuse me. I won't be long.
Use your eyes.
I must change these clothes.
He said he wouldn't.
Don't worry, Henri. I don't. Not anymore.
I went to the dressing room to change. Standing halfway up the spiral staircase, I heard everything. I heard my poster disappearing.
I want to put you under an exclusive contract.
No, thank you, Mr. Ziedler.
What?
I don't want an exclusive contract.
You won't dance for me?
I said I didn't want a contract. I dance when I want to dance. And when I do dance, I get paid. If I dance on the street, it's free. If I dance at the Elysee Montmartre, it's free. If I dance here whenever I choose and for however long I choose, you pay me.
But all my girls are under exclusive contract.
I don't want to be one of all your girls. I'm not a washerwoman.
What are you?
I'm going to be an actress.
The man who brought you here?
Yes, what about him? He's gone. You won't have to pay for costumes. And you'll have the best posters to hang on your walls.
And who'll paint your posters, huh?
He will. The dwarf.
Henri Lutrec?
He'll do my poster and you won't even have to pay him.
Oh, he will.
Oh, yes. Can't you tell? He's been watching us. He's coming over now.
I see. Henri. Miss Jeanne Avril. Jean Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec.
You're still wet.
Like a new painting.
What do you really want from her, Andre?
To know who my father is.
If you had something she wanted, then she'd see you. She always did. But you must have something that she wants. Now, what do you have?
Give me my hat, Madeleine. Thank you.
Christine sends kisses, Mama.
Yes. So and you hot.
They're coming to see you soon. We went to Toulouse with them and passed through Cahors. You remember Cahors?
No, I...
Of course you do. Cahors, the bridge at Cahors. We had a wonderful time.
I don't remember.
Sometimes I think you choose not to remember.
I want to go inside, Madeleine.
Oh, it's maybe beautiful out here. Why? I'm enjoying my home.
I want to.
A little longer.
Well, we have a
it's noisy.
On the hillside overlooking the valley. You remember now?
Oh, yes, now I remember.
You see, I told you.
The picnic.
You just tried to upset me.
Monsieur Vaubert telephoned again this morning.
I do what I can.
Monsieur Vaubert?
I heard you.
I put his telephone number beside the postcard. Did you see it? He's leaving Paris tomorrow.
I saw it.
He can't live without memories, Maman. Without memories, we have had no life.
Sometimes they're painful, Claire.
But without them, you have had no life. I don't exist.
You must take me inside.
Oh, very well.
You are a liar. Her only son is in America.
Then why did you ask me here?
Well, to tell you that you are a liar. To your face. You are not her son. As I've said, her son is in America. And you have to stop going around saying, talking to people, saying these things. You are young. You are a good man. I did not want to call the police or get solicitors onto you. Instead, I thought I would ask to see you here, to talk courteously, politely, and to see why on earth you should spend such a long time, as you said, looking for her.
You are Jeanne Avril.
Jeanne Avril is something apart, not this. She is not our conversation.
I see.
I knew her. That much I will say. Yes.
Enough to know that she has only one son. Perhaps I could talk to her. Perhaps I could convince her.
No, you couldn't. I'm sorry. No.
Could we talk about her?
I don't think so.
Why?
It is nothing to do with you to ask why.
You might be able to help me. If you knew Jeanne Avril, you might know who my father was. I must know about her. I want to write a book about her.
What kind of a book?
A biography.
I don't know enough about Jeanne to fill one page of a book. Perhaps there isn't that much to remember. You show me a picture postcard. Is that all you have? Maybe that is the most important thing that happened to her. She never wanted to be a dancer. She wanted to be an actress.
I have some letters. My father, the man I knew as my father, died 10 years ago. His wife died last year. She gave me these, which Jeanne Avril wrote to her from, well, 1897 to 1906. Please, take them.
No.
I'm returning them. I go back to Rouen tomorrow night.
I may not see you again. You must keep them.
I know them by heart.
See me again tomorrow, André. I'll remember what I can of of Jeanne Avril. Crazy.
I've come here to the donkey garden so you can make an ass of me.
Henri, that's not true.
Again.
I don't want to hurt Gazelle.
What about Henri, huh? Poor Henri, you said you'd see me last night.
I promise I'll be at the hotel at 8. I'm going to a party. We'll go together. Something really exciting. Louis Fuller dancing with electric lights.
You'll have a better time with me. Huh? You, me, and my coffee pot.
Unless you'd rather go with Gazelle.
Well, I would, unless you promise to have no one else with you.
Come and see. must go, Henri. Look. There's Gazelle now, with her latest checkbook.
Oh, don't you hate all this? Aren't you fed up with it? Why won't you come away with me now?
Why? Aren't we all going tomorrow?
No, that's not what I mean. Come off with me now. Off,
Oh, yes, it's heaven out there. With the sea over the moon.
Moon over the sea, coffee pot.
You're not interested in checkbooks, are you, Jean? Promise me you're not interested in checkbooks.
Mm-hmm. Posters, Henri. Posters.
Henri? Jean?
You're looking very lovely tonight, Gazelle.
Yes, perhaps not quite lovely enough. My friend appreciates Jean's dance and wants to meet him. A surnom de Jean Avril, Comte Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec. Jean Henri, a surnom de.
Good evening, Monsieur Rondet.
Monsieur Rondet?
Enchanted, Madame Avril.
Henri, perhaps we could talk about the poster for the tour?
Coffee pot tomorrow, Jean.
Posters. You never painted me as ugly, did you? You saw ugliness in others, yes, but you saw no ugliness in me. Well, maybe at the last, when the cards were finally on the table. But that was your ugliness, not mine. The table on the left of the door was my true place at the Moulin. Those were the tricks I used. I'd been there, but I played for higher stakes. A poster. And I got it. I used you. But so what? You were all bastards. Everybody used everybody. All as twisted as your body. Didn't we? Weren't we? All bastards. I'm so sorry. So sorry.
When you're young, well, Andre, you know, we all behave badly. And looking back, we say, how could I do that to him or her? How could I have behaved in such a dreadful manner? But there was a willfulness, a waywardness about Jeanne Avril, beyond everything you or I would do. She never for one moment considered anyone but herself. And that was her craziness, her desperation. But it was her self-centered, one-ambition way that drew people to her. Mm. She used Arsène Hondé for his money, Ziedler for his dance hall, others because they were young and suited the moment.
You told me that she started in an asylum. How did you know that?
She told me.
She told you?
Maxine and Ziedler were arguing, and suddenly Ziedler called her Crazy Jane. And Jeanne heard. She became upset. Everyone knows, she cried. Everyone knows. Knows what, I said. Everyone knows what.
I could die.
What do you say?
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows what?
I was in Salpêtrière.
What?
The asylum at Salpêtrière. You heard what he called me.
Who?
Zidi, you were there.
He called you Crazy Jane. Everyone calls you Crazy Jane. Just as everyone called Louise Weber the glutton.
Everyone!
But they don't call you crazy because they don't mean it the way you think.
But it's true. Someone knows. Someone said something.
Said what? No.
They must have.
Not true.
You think I'm imagining
it. Not true.
That you think I'm crazy, that I'm dreaming it all out.
No, of course not.
I was in Salpêtrière.
What is Salpêtrière? If you're not going to talk, then how can I help you?
The asylum at Salpêtrière. I was 12.
Oh, Jean.
You told him. You found out. You've always been jealous.
Of course, I never told anyone anything. I didn't know. It was the way she danced. That's all, just the way she danced. That's why they called her Crazy Jane.
The crazy way she danced. Why had she been admitted to the asylum?
She said she tried to kill herself. The police had found her soliciting. She had no money, no red card, no permit. One of her mother's lovers finally got her released. I've told no one before. At the Moulin Rouge, everyone had to love her. Most people did. But the proof she demanded was too much. Oh, I'm sorry. When you see her tomorrow, you'll tell her none of this.
No, of course not.
Paper. All those letters. What have you done? Come on, you must sleep. What a mess. Why did you do this? And the postcard. Oh. Monsieur Vaubert's coming tomorrow. You must look your best for Monsieur Vaubert.
I promised I'd see Henri, that I'd let him. I kept promising, always promising.
Yes, but you must sleep. Drink this now. Swallow your tablet.
I'll make everything all right with Henri.
André? It's André Vaubert. I'll stay with you.
Henri.
Oh, shush. Shush, shush. There now.
Well, am I a good girl?
When you asked me to go with you, I didn't know the place we were going to was just up the hill. We'll be there before we can turn round.
Well, I can't help that, can I?
If there'd been a longer way to go, you'd have taken one of the others. Your new friend, Arsène, perhaps. And why aren't you coming to Honfleur with me tomorrow, like you said you would?
I want to.
Well, then why don't you? 3 weeks and you'll be in England. Well, why do you have to go to England with your Eglantine troupe?
Because no one's interested in dancing anymore at the Moulin Rouge. It's all whores and drugs since Ziedler left. I want to come to Honfleur. Truly, I do.
But you're not.
Arsène's bought some horses. I promised to go to Longchamp with him.
Promising doesn't cost you much. Never did.
I've never been to Longchamp.
He promised me.
I'll promise you now to go off with you any day next week for the whole day. Just you and me. We'll go wherever you like. Will that make you happy?
So, you're going to Longchamp?
At 3 o'clock. You say you love me, Arsène.
You know I do.
But you won't marry me. Lots of men love me enough not to want to marry me.
Much as me.
Perhaps I love them more.
Someone else?
I didn't say that.
Henri? He can't give you what I can give you.
What are you offering?
What do you want?
If there's no marriage, there must be something. A financial arrangement?
Henri will give you a financial arrangement.
No, but if you give me one, then perhaps Henri's posters will not be so important. Oh. I want an agreement. A legal binding agreement, like Maxine and Ziedler.
Is that all? Oh, then, my darling Jeanne, why didn't you say so? I thought you simply wanted me, not my money.
All men think that.
Come, then. I agree.
You don't know what I want yet.
See my solicitor.
Who?
Pierre Mondel.
Where?
Here's his card.
When?
When you're back from England.
It will be well worth waiting for.
But you must stop seeing Henri.
I promise.
I promised you a poster.
I'll give you a poster.
Tomorrow?
In time for your tour. I'm sure it won't make any difference one way or the other, will it? I've got to go home tomorrow evening.
Oh, home. To Maman.
Yes, home. The only one I've got.
I don't know why you should think that I am the best, but I want you to. Henri, don't be cross. I am the most important, aren't I? Say I am. We go well together, don't we, you and me?
Do you think?
Don't you?
My crazy legs and your crazy mind. You and the rich midget who paints the posters that keep you in work.
I have talent, Henri. Bernhard said so.
Bernhard says so. People say they don't notice my legs.
I'm not La Goulou. I don't depend on your posters. Once this tour's over, I'm going to leave the dance and act. You'll see.
You're going to leave the dance and live with a miserable old man so old he can't even move as fast as me.
No, who told you that? Silly.
It's not true.
While I'm in England, I'll visit every theatre, find a play, come back to Paris and be an actress. You will paint me one more poster? Coffee pot?
I said so.
The time. I have to go.
Aren't you forgetting something?
What?
A little matter of payment. Now. You get your posters. Jeanne Avril dancing, Jeanne Avril at the Divan Japonais, Jeanne Avril leaving the Moulin Rouge, Jeanne Avril at the Bal de l'Opéra, Jeanne Avril, you pay everyone in kind. Zidler, Arsène, don't think I don't know. I've done my part.
You and I are different, Henri.
I'm no different. I will be paid what I've been led to expect. Here, in my studio, now.
Don't be silly.
Oh, please.
If that's what you want, come here.
Jeanne! I'm sorry!
I felt sick. Oh, God. You can't imagine.
He's promised you another poster.
Mademoiselle, Monsieur Vaubert's here.
Shh, come on.
What is it? Don't you want to see him?
Yes.
I'll take you down. He's in the garden.
You don't have to take me down. But you can help me to the lift.
It was backstage at the Hippodrome Theatre in London that Jeanne first knew she was pregnant with you. She told no one, not even Gazelle.
Ladies and gentlemen, especially for the gentlemen, for your dedication of delight. Four delicious demoiselles de Paris, straight from the Moulin Rouge, where they delighted! The crowned head of Europe, including our own, our very own, Prince of Wales! Hey! Presenting the notorious Can-Can!
What's wrong with us is that we're not playing the Moulin Rouge.
Well, then we'll go back to France. Jeanne, I'm staying. You go back.
Anyway, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you've got a thirst for gas, so raise your glasses to our beloved Queen Victoria. God bless her.
Jeanne stayed in England until you were born. She found an English couple, the Howards, to adopt you and went back to Paris, to Arsène Andé. She got her carriages. She got her financial agreement. She got freedom from the Moulin. She even got her poster. Henri delivered it just before he died. It was as he saw her, as she is. Jeanne Avril, an orchid, enveloped by a snake. It was never displayed. She used Arsène, then left him. She fulfilled her ambition and became an actress.
So she was happy.
Who remembers that she played in Peer Gynt? Is there a poster of her as Solvig? Is there a poster of her as Claudine with Colette? Or even the Belle of New York? She was a better actress than she was a dancer. Oh, much! But she's Jeanne Avril at the Divan Japonais. Jeanne Avril leaving the Moulin Rouge. Jeanne Avril at the Bal de l'Opera. Famous because of Henri. A coffee pot.
The Moulin Rouge was only 36 months. 3 years out of 70.
It's a life.
Was she ashamed of my father?
No.
Who was he?
She treated him badly.
Did she love him?
Why? Why must you find out?
Because I'm 45 years old, with a French Christian name and an English surname. A vineyard in Rouen, and no one.
I had no one.
Jeanne Avril's father was an Italian prince.
He was? Don't believe Jeanne Avril.
Who was my father?
She was a liar.
But who did she say he was?
You must be satisfied with knowing that he loved her. And that you were adopted only because you reminded her of those years which she tried and still tries to forget. Truly, your mother and father loved each other very much, André.
But she's a liar.
Yes.
Why won't she tell me all this?
Perhaps she's frightened of being judged by her son.
He only wants to meet her.
She can't do that.
She won't see me?
She says.
Gazelle helped me to search for Jeanne Avril.
Gazelle? So jealous. No panache, no poster. She never understood why. The mean spirit.
I promised her that in return for her help, I would ask my mother to meet her.
She regrets not being able to see you, but thanks you and will keep your letters.
I have to leave for Rouen tomorrow. Perhaps my mother, Gazelle, and I could meet tonight.
Tonight?
I promised I would do my best. Would you ask her? It was a promise, you understand. Don't you think she'll like me? What has she to be afraid of? I know everything about her. The worst is over.
Where?
The Moulin Rouge. I want to see her, Madame Ose. We have no one else, do we? Do you think Jean Avril will come? Tonight, 9 o'clock. Please be there.
She's not coming. I said she would not come. But do we go inside? Do we eat?
No, not yet.
It's as ever. Always waiting on Jean Avril.
Good evening, André. We're ready.
Jean Avril's not here yet. May I introduce you to Gazelle?
Madame, this is a great honor for the Moulin Rouge. I can only call you Gazelle. I never knew.
I was only ever called Gazelle, Monsieur.
Madame. Shall I show you to your table?
I think if we could wait just
André.
A moment.
André. Gazelle.
Jean. Oh, my dear.
You've met my son.
Yes.
Yes, I have. Shall we go in?
It's been a long time, Jean.
Yes. But we're here. Good God. Thank God.
Madame Avril.
The Moulin.
Maman, Alain Marais.
Monsieur.
I must leave you for a moment, if you'll forgive me.
The new Papazine.
What?
Shall we go in?
There'll never be a... Give me your arm, André. Well, the table on the left was gone.
All those tired old men and the girls with their red cards.
What?
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the Moulin Rouge is proud and privileged to have among you two of its greatest original stars, known with great affection as Crazy Jane and Gazelle. Ladies, if you won't...
Oh, no. No.
All right.
I feel as if I could go on for another 50.
We're only ever posters.
Now we're photographs. Do we get paid for this?
André, stay beside me. I need your help.
Hey,
André.
I'm here.
If only André could see us now.
André,
what a poster he would take.
I'm here. We're not.
Moulin Rouge, monsieur.
Jeanne Avril was played by Angela Pleasance, Gazelle, Vivian Pickles, André Vaubert, Jack Galloway, Henri de Toulouse-Lautrec, Clive Madison. Gazelle as a young girl, Elizabeth Mansfield, Maxine, Valerie Serouf, Arsène Audet, David King, Ziedler, Norman Jones, Alain Marais, Brian Miller, Anine, Joe Kendall, Chairman of the Music Hall, John Bull, Madeleine, Anne Carroll, Claire Cortin, Alice Arnold, Madame Cortin, Anna Cropper, Nurse, Tara Dominic. Music by Stephen Warbeck. Technical presentation of the series by David Greenwood, assisted by Anne Bunting and Colin Guthrie. Posters was written by John Peacock and directed by Jane Morgan.